I, by mistake, turned off my iPod. But what I was saying, this is the Vygotsky part of the talk. If we look at some of these Vygotsky slides, for instance, slide number 21 and slide number 22, what we see is that is very being very different from Piaget, the tremendous importance of culture in learning, and that learning itself is embedded in culture. Learning, in fact, comes out of the communications that happen between people in cultures. And for Vygotsky, learning occurred in the space between two people. It was in the dialogue. It was in the verbal interaction. So sociocultural theory, from Vygotsky's point of view, our intellectual development occurs through the influence of culture on society. It does not occur because the individual human being is pushing their own mental development, their own cognitive development by themselves individually. So, of course, emotion comes to play here. Emotion, meaning, and intention all come out of culture. Think about the culture of a classroom now. If a classroom is a comfortable place, then you're much more able to take risks. If a classroom is a place that values different kinds of thinking, then you'll be encouraged to think in different, new, and unique ways because there will not be a punishment there. So your learning will be enhanced. So comfort leads to the possibility that one can be challenged in their thinking. And that is the role of comfort. The role of comfort is not to surround us with cushions so we never have to push the unknown. The role of comfort is much more the role of safety so that we can move ourselves into uncomfortable learning situations and push ourselves that way. Again, I go back to the idea of the water skiing. You know, if we're comfortable on water skis, if we're comfortable with the driver of our boat, then we can push ourselves in ways that we would not be able to push ourselves if there was a heavy punishment following a failure in that particular activity. So I think this is probably where I want to end. Needless to say, my belief is that each of these ideas for brain-based learning, you can trace back. It does have an historical connection in the development of cognitive thought. So you might be drawn to say, well, then it really is old wine in new bottles. And I just am not so sure about that, because the 12 principles have been gathered together in one place for the first time, and their overall power to take us to think about how to structure learning situations for the best kind of learning possible may well be a new paradigm. It draws deeply on the great thought that came before, but it suggests a path ahead that's quite different than what we see being advocated for proper schooling practice today. That's it. End of that podcast.